Outsiders is a new podcast from KNKX and the Seattle Times Project Homeless Team. It was a year-long effort to capture the reality of unsheltered homelessness in a way that's hard to do in daily news stories. Reporters immerse themselves in Olympia at a tense point in the city's history. They watch an explosion in visible homelessness test the city's leaders and residents, and they followed people month by month as they tried to survive outside and find a way off the streets. Now we're going to hear an excerpt from Outsiders. KNKX's Will James begins with a notable event that happened a little over a year ago. That's when city leaders who were dealing with homelessness faced a moment of reckoning.
Hello, hello, hello!
Hello!
Hey, so...
That moment, it was a meeting.
I don't want to be in the middle, so do you guys want to be on this side, or do you want... How about everybody come over here?
I show up to cover it, and I don't really know what it is or what to expect. I'm standing in what used to be a parking lot, but there are no cars here. People have turned it into an encampment. If you live on the West Coast, you know what this looks like. You might have an encampment near where you live, or you see one on your way to work. There's a chance you know what it's like to live in one. This parking lot, it's now a jungle of tents and wood and tarps. On almost every patch of ground, there's a pile, bicycle parts, plastic bags. Among the tents are these makeshift houses built out of scraps of wood and blue tarps, like monstrous versions of the forts kids build out in the woods. This meeting, it's happening on a clearing on the asphalt. On one side are people from the city government. On the other are people who live in this encampment and some people from other encampments and shelters nearby. They're all homeless. I meet one of them.
What's your name?
My name is Jessica.
Jessica.
Jessica May. Born and raised here for 14 years. My mom died, and then I left for 15, and now I'm back. All my nightmares and everything have happened here, and I've come back to conquer them and move on.
It's a winter day in the Pacific Northwest. Verdant, gray, drizzly. Everything is soaked. People have hoods and hats on, trying to keep dry. But it's that fine, misty rain that sits on the air and seems to come from all directions at once. This guy from the city starts talking. Colin DeForest.
Hello. So, hey, thank you all for coming out here. My name's Colin DeForest. I'm the homeless response coordinator for the city. So what we're looking at here is one of three large encampment areas that we have in downtown Olympia, right? So this is the Ole lot. We have what we refer to as a smart lot up there. And then we have B Avenue, which is back there behind the Union Gospel Mission. So as we've seen, the numbers of tents grow from 30 in August up to over 300 a couple weeks ago. The city's decided that we really want to do something to mitigate this issue. So
what we're doing is he's describing a city in crisis.
We've identified this site right here.
The number of people living in encampments like this has increased tenfold in just a few weeks in downtown Olympia. I've never seen homelessness escalate so quickly in any city. Within a few blocks of each other, there are multiple parking lots crammed with tents and people living in them. It falls on Colin to fix this. He's in charge of the city's response to homelessness, but he's only been on the job a few months when all this happens. He lays out a plan. He's going to create a space right here on this parking lot where people are allowed to camp. What he's talking about is essentially creating a shanty town or a refugee camp in the middle of a modern American city, and he's going to oversee it.
We're giving you 1 week to move off of this site temporarily while we set up our mitigation site. We are then going to identify many of you individuals to come back and be residents at the new mitigation site.
Mitigation site. It's jargon. Basically, it's a legal campsite. In terms of how safe it'll be and how it'll look, it's a step above the illegal camps where people live now. The city is going to provide brand new tents, porta potties, a fence for security. Colin also wants to mitigate the effects of these encampments on the rest of the city, on the people who live in houses or own businesses nearby. They're complaining, saying they don't feel safe with hundreds of people living outside in the heart of town. And Colin, he also just wants to buy some time.
This is not an end product, right? This is a temporary situation, a temporary site to mitigate what we have going on, a lot of human suffering, a lot of health concerns down here. So this is a temporary thing. And from there, our goal as a city and really as a region is to identify something more stable, something more permanent for you.
People stand around Colin, taking in what he's saying. What's remarkable about this meeting, the reason it sticks out in my head, is it feels like one of those moments when things could actually change. It's a coming together of two sides that have been at odds for a long time. For years, people running the city of Olympia have been in this dance with the homeless population. Tents pop up, police come and clear them away. Tents pop up somewhere else, police clear them away again. These cleanups, they're called sweeps. That's how most cities treat homelessness, at least in part, as something to be cleaned up. So if you're homeless in Olympia, you have a few choices. You can stay in a shelter, which a lot of people avoid because you're in close quarters with strangers and subject to all the things that come with that, like theft and lice. Plus, the shelters are full most nights. You can camp in the woods, out of sight, like at this one encampment nicknamed the Jungle, where you're far from civilization, but police are less likely to bother you. Or you can take your chances downtown, where you're close to the food bank, the bus station, a warming center, but you're constantly on the move, under threat of a sweep. To the people who are unsheltered, the city is this force that's constantly driving them away, making life more difficult. Distrust has built up over the years. And now the city is saying, we're going to try something different, but you have to trust us.
That's an excerpt from the new podcast Outsiders by KNKX and the Seattle Times Project Homeless Team. The first episode is out now, and you can hear new episodes each week. As the story unfolds, we'll hear what happens to Jessica and other people who are unsheltered as Olympia tries to make progress on homelessness where many larger cities have failed. You can find Outsiders wherever you get your podcasts by searching KNKX Outsiders.